when you become stubborn as to this is the way it is and this is the way it's always been,
you miss the blessing of the moment. Each and every moment may have a unique gift. And in those moments, if you are stuck in the past, believing that this is the way it is, or this is the way it should be, because it's the way it always has been, you will miss what's possible in that moment. Miracles do happen, you know, and they happen more often than you realize. What you don't realize is that you can have them happen more regularly when you are in the moment. For when you are in the moment, miracles do happen. It is so wonderful to see a shining smile, a delightful surprise, to know that someone was made happy when they received that which they asked for, and their gratitude is felt throughout the universe. We love to give you what you want. What you want, however, is to control the situation. You want to control us, you want to control God, and you want to control the outcome. If you want to do it all yourself, then we leave it up to you, because it's your creation. When you turn it over to us, we create what's best, how it's best, and how it serves the best for all concerned. And it may surprise you that you get it in a different way and in a more fulfilling manner, and that it was better than you expected. But we often can't give you anything because you won't let us. Or we give you what you ask for and it doesn't come in the package or way that was in your mind, your thinking mind. You get a picture in your thinking mind, and then you want us to meet your picture. And many times we do meet your picture. But maybe it's not us that's really fulfilling it, but you are creating it out of the thinking mind. And there are limitations and strings attached, and you place them there. When you ask for assistance or a help in getting what you want and then let it go, then we have the possibility to give you better than you requested, or give you what you want in a better way, a more fulfilling way, or in a way that doesn't bring harm to someone else. So when you ask for something and allow us to give it to you for your highest and best good, believe me, it's usually better in the long run for all concerned. There is another way of looking at life, though, and that is to just trust that you will be provided for all that's appropriate for you, and that you will want for nothing, and then receive all that is possible. When you ask for what you want, you often limit yourself. When you align with the divine, you don't need for anything, and everything will be provided for your highest and best good, although maybe not in the time frame you prefer. If you can let go of having it to look a certain way, and have what you want when you want it, you can have what's for your highest and best good, and that serve all. Because when you have what is for your highest and best good, you are satisfied with what you have. You want for nothing. And no one is deprived of what they are to have because you had to take it from them in order to get it. In God's world, no one is deprived. No one has to go without. Everyone can have exactly what is appropriate for them, for their highest and best good, and all those concerned. So no one ever goes without. And believe me, no one would ever go hungry. You are the ones that are causing the imbalance in the world that causes people to go hungry. There isn't any reason anyone should go hungry. There isn't any reason that anyone should be homeless. There is no reason that anyone should be ill. There is no reason for anyone to go without. There is no reason why anyone should experience lack in any way at all. In our world, we have it all. We lack for nothing. We don't miss anything. We don't yearn for anything. And we are satisfied. We are happy. You are not happy as a whole. When you are happy, nothing feels like it's wrong. When you are connected to divinity, there is nothing wrong, and you are happy. Which would you prefer? To be happy? To have it all? Or to remain separate, alone, desperate, lacking, longing? Not feeling quite connected, feeling like there's something missing. When we hear your struggles and your prayers and your longing. We want to help. We are here at this time to help. But you have to want our help. You have to agree to our help. As the energies increase, you will have more of our help available to you. But you also have to choose to accept it or not. We have a particular approach. We have a particular perspective. It is not what you are used to. Your thinking, your ego, your arrogance set you down a particular path that does not necessarily serve your highest good or the highest good of all mankind. We would like to introduce to you the answer to your problems by inviting you to look at an experiment with our way of living. Living connected to our source, the divinity within. When you align with the divine, you have within your reach the same power we have. When you align with the divine, you won't really need our help anymore because you will have what we have. And what we have is everything at our fingertips. If you want everything at your fingertips, then you choose to align with the divine within. In that moment, you will have all that you need, everything you could ever imagine. You will lack for nothing, and you will feel whole and complete. Those of you who decide to stay separate and go it alone and do it the way you have always done till now will continue to feel there's something missing or that you have a problem, and you won't necessarily be getting an answer to your problem because you made the choice to go it alone. When you choose to think about going it alone, remember that you are the one that will have to figure it out all by yourself, and you will have to incorporate all of the help from all others who also considered this choice and chose to remain separate and go it alone as well. Your world has suffered greatly because it has been an ego-based society. When you choose the ego or the self over the whole and separate from the divine within, you have no choice but to figure it out on your own and rely on whatever you may discover outside of yourself, including resources that are equally limited because they are not connected to the divine either. If, however, you are introduced to someone who is connected to the divine and gives you that suggestion yet again, and you say, okay, I'll try it your way, then you have an opportunity to set it all straight and have the solutions you've been looking for. The holes will be filled, and you will feel complete and have access to all answers, as do we. In those moments, however, when you are given that opportunity again to choose the divine within, and you may again say, no, I'm not ready, I want to do it alone, you will have the opportunity to continue your struggling, your suffering, and experience life on your own terms. So again, always your choice. Choose to go it alone, or choose to be part of a whole where you are loved, adored, appreciated, provided for, served, and have within your reach all that you will ever need. But should you prefer to stay in a state of want, lack, limitation, struggle, independence, you will be loved from afar, and wished you have the very best. But that will go on without our help, as we are one helping us all as the divinity, as the light, as the whole, as love, as complete, and as perfect as is possible. I hope you decide to join us, because this will be the most glorious time for all who choose it. But again, you must choose it. We cannot do that for you. We can't talk you into anything. It's not about manipulation. It is a choice. And we hope you make the right one for your highest good and all those that are in your sphere of influence. For what you choose today will dictate your tomorrow.